You want to sit on the fat butt all day, you have no energy. You can't do anything. That's why. Is that amazing? Because, can I tell you, sisters, I love y'all. I don't care if y'all get upset with me. There are women that have children, they're pregnant, and they're very energized. It's sad. I watch our sisters, they have energy, nothing. Period. There are women that goes out with their children. They just run everything. I wish I could run like I used to. My old knee is too bad, right? I used to love running. I did. The best I ever done, I was 225 pounds. I ran 5 miles in 33 minutes. I was rolling. Can't do that no more. I wish that old knee right here was pretty good. Bad. Because of all of that. And so, our natural state shows us what is relevant in our lives because we don't contribute that to what we pay attention to is for Scripture. So we don't pay attention to Scripture. We don't pay attention to our ways because we don't pay attention to Scripture. We don't read the Torah. We don't read Scripture. We don't read nothing. But some type of fictitious love book. And that's not love. Lehava Yahweh, hear this love, not that you love me, but that I love you. That's love, man. I don't read this love book. And so what Yahweh does, we must be taught. We must have the Zahar of Yahweh. We must be reproved, admonished, and shown, disciplined, instructed. We must be. We must understand his limitations. He said, no, don't do it. And when I say no, I mean that. He doesn't mean to say it twice, one time, no. And I say that to our shame because I know that we can do better than that ourselves. I know we can. When I see the world that will run rings around us, we look for the most slothful moment. We are such a lethargic people, we have no energy for nothing. It is sad, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hey. The women brought sisters that work jobs and they take care of families too. Laundry and work and clean house, and the house is spotless when the husband gets home. They got full of energy for him. Hey, baby, how are you doing? And a big old kiss. Knowing that he has been toiling all day, come here, let me put your arm to squeeze you. That's all right. He may say, I don't want that. I know. Okay, baby. What do you want? You would take that for you? We haven't been taught because you're so arrogant. You're such an ignorant thing. You don't want nobody to teach you. And that's the responsibility of an older sister. I want to teach you this now. I don't care if you all get upset with me. That's all right. You all get upset with your way. You get mad with him. That's what I care about. You get upset with me. He says in Titus, look at this, Titus 2, verse 1. Titus 2, he says, now the duties which, their duties and responsibilities which bring about this soundness to us, and it only comes through the sound teachings and the doctrines of Yahweh. He says, but you must speak the things that are proper for sound doctrine or sound instructions. Titus 2, 1. Now those are the things that we must speak. Look at this now, brothers and sisters. Now you must speak those things now. He's talking to Titus that bring about a soundness and a proper edifice in the people. He said, teach the older men to be sober, not to be foolish, to be clear-minded. Now, you must teach them that. Is that what it says? Teach the older men to be sober, grave, temperate, sound in emunah, the faith in Ahava, and in patience, able to endure, able to suffer. You must teach them. Now, that's what he told him. He says, teach now, teach the older women likewise, that they may be in haver, that they may be in haver. Teach them likewise what? Your older sisters ought to be sober, grave, temperate, sound in the emunah. You teach them likewise that they be in behavior as becoming set apart. They should have the set apartness of Yahweh, not false accusers. Not false accusers. Don't accuse one another. He said, teach all the women that. He didn't say teach the men that. You women have a problem with that. He said, false accusers now. Say what you will now. That's what he said. Not false accusers, not accusing one another. Not giving too much wine. Teachers of tough things. Now he said, you should be teachers of good things. And that's what that means. Look at this now, sisters, for you. You older sisters, what? That they may teach the young women to be modest, to be discreet. You must be taught that. You mothers, you have to teach your daughters how to be modest and discreet.
to love their husband, to love their children. Well, I know how to love my children. I know you arrogant beasts will say that, but you don't. He said you must teach the young women to love their husband. You must be taught how to love your husband. I don't care what no one says. You young sisters must be taught how to love your husband. And see, in many cases, you haven't been taught that. You got married on an impulse because of a sexual arousing. That's all it was. I don't care what you say. You're not dealing. We're dealing with scripture now. Now, either Shaul spoke Allah, he knew what he was saying. He said, you teach the young woman how to love husbands. A young woman must be taught how to love a husband. A young woman must be taught. And she must be taught how to love children too. Because what she perceives as love is not love. See, to teach is to warn, to admonish, to correct, to rebuke, and to reprove. So you must teach the young women how to love husbands. That's why many young women today don't know how to love their husbands. That's why they're indifferent, they're cold, they don't have a natural affection. That's just the truth. You won't get upset with me. It makes no difference. You know, when I'm with the young men, I teach, I talk about things like this. They will tell you, I talk like this all the time. We may press and wait, but we talk, don't we, son? And I talk. Sometimes I may not say nothing, but I understand. Can't get around this preacher. So he said, teach them. So I teach the young men. I talk very vividly to them. I say things that I wouldn't say here, but I teach them. So you teach the young women, you older sisters that have husbands, unless you don't know what love is, because you haven't been taught, you don't know how to teach. So you teach them how to love their husbands. And how to love their children. Oh, I love my child. I'm going to love. I'm going to love this. You don't know what love is. You don't even know what it is. I'm just telling you. We're not honest enough with ourselves. He said, teach them. That's what he said. Teach them. Teach her how to love him. He can do some things that are not lovable. He can act in ways you say, what? Your way. I'm ready to run. Sure. Y'all are novice and newbies. I've been there. So you teach him. What? Well, by example. Watch the man of a little more maturity. A little older. You watch him. The sister. You watch her. That's how you learn. I would always tell you I've learned so much from men just watching them. Sinners. Any kind of man. Because I don't have that arrogance that I can't be taught by men. I like to be taught. I have no problem with that. I tell you all, when I worked at IBM, I would tell men, I'm ignorant. I don't know. And because I would tell them that, being honest, I was teachable. And they love teaching me. We won't say that. I'm not that way. Yes, you're that way. That's why you say it. You said to defend one thing, and that's the Torah, the statutes and the truth of Yahweh. So your young daughter, say what you want to. You need to be taught how to love your husbands. Oh, I know how to love, honey. And I know how to love my man. I don't need nobody to teach me how to love my man. Honey, you don't even know what a man is. I don't need nobody, baby. I know how to love. This man, honey, he has how to love. You don't know what love is, woman. So the older ones ought to teach them. Now, it's either they must be taught or they will just inherit that without being taught. You don't inherit that. Omega, Bethany, do you understand? Do you understand the theory of Einstein relativity? What is that? I don't know. That's all right. She must begin at the basics. You know what 1 + 1 is? What is it? All right, then that's the start. There, see, you got the start. Well, she can't tell me that, so don't tell me you understand the importance of the oneness of love, a wife and a husband, unless they're taught. So you teach the young women how to love their husband. That's all right. I intend to strike a chord. Yahweh's word always does that. It's going to break and sever every chord that you have attached to the world in your flesh. And you're going to be one with him, but you're not going to be anything at all. So don't tell me you know what it is, because you don't. Teach them how to love their husbands, how to do good things, how to love their husband. Look at this now. How to be sensible. How to be chaste. How to be good, what? Keepers of home, what it means, how to be good homemakers. How to take care of your house, keep it clean. Have a good ruach on how it smells good. He walks in from a hard day where he says, well, it sure smells good. Boy, it smells good. It's clean in here. This is a clean ruach about it. Oh, there are homes that are tidy, but they're not clean. That's why wives, they ought to be busy giving attendance to scripture, reading in their homes, walking in their homes reading. Your sisters don't even do that. You get upset with me, that's all right. I'm going to judge you. Man, it's not working. You ought to be You got more free time than he. You walk through the house and read scriptures and get a little oil and anoint the house. He walks in there being oppressed, tried by the spirits of hell. He walks in, he has a place of refuge. He doesn't need to come home with your hellish ways, your twisted bent mind. And I'm just tired. I need freedom, honey. You don't have no freedom in this life. You call that freedom out there, you ignorant thing. I'm touching you, all right. Who sing the song, reach out and touch someone, Diana Ross? I'm going to reach out and touch you with this. All right. Yahweh doesn't cause me to speak words unless you've already spoken those words, all right. So I got you. Teach them, Moshe. Teach how to be a keeper of your house. Keep your home clean. Do you understand that? Keep it right. Keep it nice and clean. The floor swept. He comes home and says, what's the smell here? What's this? No, keep your house clean. Sweep it. I'm going to sweep this floor. Come on, you got freaked, man. It's a sad shame. I guarantee you go in Condoleezza Rice's office is very clean and everything tidy. I guarantee you. I like the woman because she's a very polished woman. I just like her. You know, I know she's a wicked thing. Her policies that she supports, they're corrupt. But her attitude is very polished. I would tell you all the time, I learned a lot of things from old Ronald Reagan just the way I just like the man. We're hypocrites. Your daddies and mamas and kinfolks are flat-out sinners, and you've liked them. Come on. Don't be hypocrites with me. Just be real, if anything. But I liked old Reagan, his poise. He was a movie star, wasn't he? He played the role real well, didn't he? But I still liked, there were certain things about him. I liked him. I really did. I used to like to watch him, State of the Union's boy. I liked him. Reagan, boy, he had it laid out. You know, the beasts of the field, they instinctively, they understand what is proper to do. We are creatures that must be taught. So a young daughter, she must be taught how to love your husband. What you call love is not love. The bed is not love. All right? I'm just flat out telling you that. That may be a response to a pure oneness, but that's not love. I'm not there. That ain't love there. That's bestiality. You understand? When you understand the purity of love, that act will be one of the most beautiful things that you can ever enhance, that you can ever discover. When you understand the pure Havah Yahweh for the male and the female, the husband and wife, it'll be one of the most beautiful things. And it has a beauty and an art to it like nothing else. Nothing. When Yahweh teaches you, not when your flesh teaches you, your flesh, blah, it doesn't teach you the proper dynamics of it. How do you know? Because Yahweh taught me. And that's the truth. So be keepers of the home. And look what he says. Now, it says, be sensible, be chaste, good homemakers, and disobey their own husbands. You tell me a woman has to be taught that? So your daughters must be taught how to obey your husband. What I'm just going to do, I don't feel like it, I'm just tired, and that's just it. He said, obey your own husband. That's all right, get quiet. That's all right. I love it. I tell you all the time, I'm a warrior. I'm not a soldier, I'm a warrior. And a warrior looks for the deepest battles. So he doesn't go to the shadow field. I go where I touch you, where I know where you're wrong. So I look for the great battles. You understand that? He says, and to obey their own husbands. To obey their own husband. To obey their own husband. To obey their own husband. Why? That the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. When you don't obey your own husband, the word of Yahweh is blasphemed. He said, young men, likewise. Likewise now, as the young women exhort to be sober-minded, to be clear-conscious, don't be foolish and stupid. He said, in all things, show yourself a living pattern of Tov Mitzvot, in teaching, showing perfection, sincerity, and seriousness. I know what it said to KJV, but I like this rendition better. You got to show the perfect will of Yahweh, the perfect Torah of Yahweh operating in your lives. That's what you must do. And everything in your house is based upon the statutes, the orders of Yahweh. Not based upon your wicked, corrupt, damnable flesh. That's why most of the marriages in this nation never work. Because young women are not taught. Young daughters, you must be taught. Some of you sisters never understood the principle of love. You don't even know what it is. You've never been affectionate. You never know how to just truly love. Yes, see, a young woman must be taught to love their husband. A man is commanded to love his wife. But a woman, you must be taught. That's why I say to parents, you have daughters and sons, you teach them in your home. They must understand the affection and touch. They must see that. They must see that response from one another. I watch these children, they spend the night other night, and I do it just to see how they can respond. I always do it anyway, which is around my wife. I grab her in the morning, it's good morning. I grab her, I hug her, kiss her, and say good morning again. I say good morning when I get up, unless I'm moody. And before we go to prayer, I say, good morning, sister, how you doing? And I grab and I hug her. And sometimes I call myself spanking. And well, when I do that, then she jumps in. She waits there just to see if I spank her. Because she's going to get me for getting Sister Robert. So I spank Sister Robert. Bam, bam, bam. So she'll get me. But she understands that. And then when I hug and kiss her, I do that for them just to see them. They just watch. You understand that? Hallelujah. Well, she can be taught what it is. She understands that we're... Is Sister Robert my wife? Huh? Am I her husband? You understand that? They understand that. They may understand the power, but they understand that. So children must be taught. That little boy got to see that. He's got to understand what that daddy, what he got to understand what Torah teaches him to love her. And he has to see that. He must understand that. And if he doesn't see that, hey, he got to show them. They don't understand what love is. They don't know what love is. So he's going to have to show her. They're going to have to see that. That's why they don't understand, because they don't see it. Teach the older women. Teach the young daughters. You teach them how to love. Teach them. One day you will have a husband if Yahweh, he's not going to tarry, he's coming. So you love your husband. You obey him. You honor him. You do that. You must be taught. Reason people speak the way they do because they don't know truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You have to be taught daughters. Teaching them. That's why you older sisters, you've experienced things. You're going through the hard knocks of marriage. You understand. So you can teach them. So you can. Don't tell me I can teach you, young man. I've been married longer than anyone in here. But I've been married longer than anyone else. You understand? So I do have some experience. Sister Roberts has some experience on marriage. And understand what love is. Whether you accept that or not. So that's the job, is to teach the young woman to love. To teach you. Yes, to teach you. Teach how to love your children. Oh, I love my child. You don't know what love is, sister. You got to be taught. You got to be taught now. Don't let anybody catch you. And I'll tell you the truth. What we call love is not love. We show this pattern, young men. He says in verse 8, choosing sound words for teaching, so that they cannot be condemned, so that he that opposes us may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say against us. So let your words be choice, what you say. Let it be right. So those that say, well, Pastor Roberts doesn't love Sister Robert. Well, they will see, well, I believe he loves her. I like that. And so they will be ashamed because they've spoken evil words like that. I want a pattern for this young man right here. I want you, Brother Jermaine, to see that. I want him to see a pattern of what a husband does to a wife. And I must teach him. I want Sister Robert to be a pattern to the sisters. Now, I know, sisters, how fickle we are, how you all get. Now, you get upset at the least of thing. No, that's the truth now. And you hold things very cold in your heart and it's wrong. It's not right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And you get upset about the least of little minuscule thing. And that is the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want her to teach you when she's an older sister here. Teach her. Do you understand that? Every man should have that sense of love. And every wife should have that knowledge of love that her husband, he shows her just in more than, just in one way. You understand? And what love does, it will tell you the truth, sisters. Because a man tells you something that is right for you, that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He may get on you sometime. That's not, doesn't mean it's not love. It just means you listen to what he say. Our husband, man, is he getting on us now? Sure he is! That doesn't mean he doesn't love you. That's what teaching is. It is reproving, rebuking, to cause you to shine, and to cause your mind to be enlightened. This trust that the world has taught us is wrong. Well, you don't love me. You don't spend no time. And that's not love because he spent time with you. I enjoy the little solo moments my wife and I have. Just a few moments. Yeah. When that last night she said, I knew she was asleep. She said, I wish you'd disappear. So I walked over to her bed and got me a kiss. I said, you really want me to disappear? Because I woke out of her sleep. She was sleeping good. I probably say, woman, Sister Robert, you don't get away from me. Get away, woman. Don't mess with me. That's how I talk. And we're full of hypocrisy. But those just little moments of quietness and little talk, that's wonderful. I'm going to close then. May Yahweh bless you. But Scripture tells us the young women must be taught. Don't be arrogant. Don't be a beast. Be taught. Let someone teach you. Say, help me, Yahweh, to be teachable. I've seen men with their wives, and it causes me to learn to want to do those things. I want that. Brother got something that shines for him that can enhance me. I want it. I'm not arrogant like that. I'm not arrogant. It's good to be taught, young daughters. Good to be taught how to keep your homes. Mothers, you teach them how to keep the homes and how to be clean. You teach them that. That's what you do. Teach them how to be modest. Teach them how to dress. Just as it's right for someone to teach you how to dress. That's not right. That's not right to wear. They tells you that, you say, all right. I'll take it off. I don't want to wear anything that offends Yahweh above all things. And you should neither. May Yahweh bless you. We bless you that are listening by the live stream. You that receive this message tonight. May Yahweh bless you tonight. Be encouraged tonight. Pastor Robert's going to stop here. I do feel a little rested. My voice is ready to roll. I got a profound message that I want to begin on the Shabbat. And maybe the following Shabbat I will finish it. It's a very good message. I believe it's a profound truth. And I want to show us something in Scripture. You all need to earnestly give attention to reading of the Scripture. You need to do that. You wives, can I say this to you wives? I know some of you all are thick-headed. You don't like to receive instruction. But you wives ought to have a little altar, a little place set up in your homes all the time. If it's nothing but a few minutes at night, the Scripture's ready when the man, I don't care if he's tired. If read 10 minutes. Just read a few, a little bit from the Torah. You ought to do that. And impart something in your children. And I'm just telling you the truth. It's right to do that. My grandma she was no saved woman, but she would take that old book out or with her tobacco stuff and stuff. She would read that thing. We would sit there amazed at what it would say. We didn't understand, but it did put something in the minds of those that Yahweh intended to. That's the way your home's got to be set up. When he comes home, he delights you that, honey. Read to us. You won't even do that. You have all day to do what? Nothing. To murmur and complain. That's why we're very fruitless. May Yahweh bless you. May He give you strength. Cause your heart to be revived tonight. Teach them the statutes and the Torah of Yahweh. And I will teach you His limitations, His disciplines. And I will teach you His mind. Was that the mind of Yahweh? What? And Shaul wrote unto Titus. All right then. So the women must be taught to love their husband. And the young men must be taught to be discreet. And how to carry themselves. And how to walk in the perfect Torah of Yahweh. And that's it, period. Scripture says it. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We bless you tonight above for all things. We thank you for your kindness, your love toward us. Bless your people. Give the brothers rest as they prepare themselves for labor tomorrow. Bless us all, I pray. I do want to thank you again. For Brother Mike and Sister Michaela and Alex, bless them, I pray, and strengthen their heart. In Yahshua's mighty name, hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you all. Shalom.